We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, where's the drums?
Ooh, oh, oh. Let's go. Ooh, girl, you're shining like a Fifth Avenue diamond. And they don't make you like they used to. You're never going out of style.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Okay, so we got some breaking news here from the NFL. Three Tennessee Titans players have tested positive for COVID-19, forcing that NFL team being the Tennessee Titans and the Minnesota Vikings, who played the Titans on Sunday, to suspend in-person activities.
Okay, and this from the Kansas City Star just now. Hang with us here because this is breaking. The NFL will reschedule the Titans' next game against the Steelers to Monday or Tuesday after Tennessee reported several positive COVID-19 tests following their Week 3 game against Minnesota.
Okay, that's an update from the story I have right here.
Yeah, so they are rescheduling the Titans' next game, which was supposed to be what day?
Well, presumably Sunday.
To Monday or Tuesday. As for the Chiefs,
they play the Patriots on Sunday at home at 3:25.
A potential teaching moment arrived to reinforce their own safety protocols because the disease remains a threat. Quoting here from Chiefs coach Andy Reid, the Titans head coach runs a good program, and it's a pandemic. Things happen. He's working through those now, but you have to take as many precautionary measures as you can, try to stick with them, and if something happens, you got to work through it. My question to Scott off the air was, what happens if now they're rescheduling this to Monday or Tuesday? What happens if the outbreak doesn't get better but gets worse? Is there a plan in place for that? Do they just not play? Is it a forfeit?
You know what I never figured out about the NFL? And I understand college football is completely different. I mean, yeah. These are supposed to be student athletes. Okay, so there's students first, athletes second. Okay, who are we kidding? But whatever. But with professional athletes, why not do what the NHL did, do what the NBA did, and move all of the teams, all 34 teams,
into a bubble?
Yes. And you would say, well, where are you going to put them? Where are you going to play all these games? You could play them in and around New York, okay?
And no one would have any fans or home fans?
No fans at all.
Okay.
It was inevitable that,
oh, sure,
that you let these guys go home, you let them roam around the community. Sooner or later, somebody on a team is going to get COVID.
Yes.
And sooner or later, when you're breathing down each other's necks at the bottom of a dog pile, somebody's going to get COVID.
Well, and the New York Times article says, with the Titans and Vikings schedules in flux, the NFL is now confronting the same issues that plagued Major League Baseball,
yep,
another professional sports league that did not construct a so-called bubble environment for its teams in order to contest its regular season.
And Sam, will you look it up? Just do the research for us. I do not believe, and the NBA right now is in their finals between the LA Lakers and the Miami Heat. I am not aware of a single NBA player that ever tested positive for COVID, including the fact that 3 weeks ago they started allowing families back into the bubble.
Yeah.
And not one player in the NBA, as far as I know, ever contracted COVID. the NHL, which just crowned the Tampa Bay Lightning as their Stanley Cup winners the other night, not a single NHL player contracted COVID. They were in a bubble in two Canadian cities. Sam?
The most recent story I could find is from early September, and it still said zero cases total.
Yeah.
Why the NFL didn't put all the teams up in the Northeast, okay, where you could use Philadelphia Stadium.
But it's too late now.
Too late now. But you could use Philadelphia Stadium. You could use the Giants Jet Stadium. You could use Buffalo Stadium. You could use Foxborough.
But the question becomes, Scott, now that, you know, you can't put that genie back in the bottle, what do we do? What does the league do?
I don't know.
If these two teams cannot get the cases under control, is it a forfeiture? Is it?
Hopefully not.
Or do they move those teams to the end of the season, maybe? Whereas they were going to play Monday and Tuesday.
But
we're going to table that game and play it in 4 weeks or okay, 6 weeks.
Here's my next question. Sam, will you look up and see if any teams have allowed for a bye weekend? And my thought is that they have not. That they got rid of the bye weekend to try to cram in all these games.
Did you know, and I had not read this, that the NFL has mandated that all coaches and sideline personnel wear masks?
Yeah.
And they have cracked down on non-compliant coaches.
Gruden got a $250,000 fine.
Denver's Vic Fangio and Seattle's Pete Carroll were fined $100,000, and their teams were fined $250,000 for non-mask compliance.
Yeah, week one, they handed out more than $1 million worth of fines.
Wow.
They won't wear the masks. They're idiots.
And there is a bye week, by the way. Chiefs.
Oh, there is. Okay, there is a bye week.
Okay, so why not just move those games?
Well, they're going to have to.
There's an outbreak to the bye week.
They're going to have to.
Do we verse those people?
Let me look. I got the Chiefs schedule up right now. The Chiefs do not play either one of those teams.
Okay.
Nope, not this season. They got the Patriots this weekend. Then I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth, the Las Vegas Raiders. Then the Bills, Broncos, Jets, Panthers, Raiders again. So, no, we don't play any of them.
People Magazine has picked up the exciting news in our town that Patrick Mahomes and fiancée Brittany Matthews are expecting their first child.
Good for them.
In People Magazine.
The guy's a superstar.
I love this quote. Mom and dad taking a small detour to the wedding, Matthews wrote on the caption of the post, which shows the two of them holding up the sonogram photo. And I believe he was quoted overnight as saying, let's see.
There goes half my money.
No, that is not what he is quoted as saying.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. It's a joke.
There's something wrong with you.
He's got 503 mil.
It's like, who cares, man? Take it all.
502
I'm so happy
kids.
About that baby. My son even texted me and he said, Mahomes is having a baby. And I said, I know.
I am too. I'm so happy for them. I was kidding. It's a joke. Jeez Louise, everybody's so serious.
Patrick Mahomes says he doesn't care whether the first child on the way is a boy or a girl.
Okay.
And says the couple is super excited. Hopefully just want to have a healthy baby and someone I'll be able to love for the rest of my life.
This guy is so perfect.
It
drives me crazy, but I love him. He is so perfect. And
when asked what this year has taught him on a personal level, the father-to-be responded, I think it's just about growing up, about having the responsibility and evolving as a family. I think we've done that, me and Brittany and the people around me. I'm just excited for the future ahead of being able to keep building, keep becoming a better person for my family and this world.
Shut up, perfect person.
I just love him. Just love him.
Shut up, you perfect.
So excited.
Perfect jerk.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces through the places I can't reach. You know that I can use somebody.
Story here from Channel 5. So you know it may be true. I only say that because you used to work there. During Tuesday's police commissioners meeting, the topic of body cameras was very brief, but they did want to let people know they are coming. Quoting here from Kansas City Police Department Captain David Jackson, "I think it's improving morale. I think for the people that were concerned, I think it should help with transparency. Two main reasons the Kansas City Police Department is getting body cameras. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas says the cameras are just one of several ways the city and the police department are trying to implement change." Quoting here from the mayor, "If you look at the steps we've taken in Kansas City over the last 3 months to try to decriminalize poverty in some ways, to try and make sure that we have better community trust, all of the steps we've taken to show this is a city that cares about hearing from the public. The police department says it's something they've requested for many years, but due to a lack of finances, it was not able to happen. I applaud the fact that the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department is getting cameras."
You know, the cost isn't with the cameras at all. The cost is with the storage. Do you know how much it costs just to store? First of all, you have to identify a company to store it. You have to figure out how long you store it. You have to have an entire department of people to run the archiving, logging of all of that video. Do you log it after every shift? They went through these conversations when they first got dash cameras. And the room I remember where they held the dash camera footage was the size of a warehouse. It has to be logged, Scott. It has to be cataloged. Someone has to make sure that the cameras are on, that they are working. There has to be a policy. Are you allowed to turn them off when you go to use the restroom? Do you only turn them on when there is some type of interaction? It's easy to say, well, we need cameras. The reality of this is it is so much more expensive and so much more the bureaucracy that goes into just keeping the footage and the money it takes to keep the footage for how long? A year? Do you keep it for a year? Keep it for 5 years?
You of all people, I thought would be the last.
No, I am 100% in favor of these cameras, reminding everyone that in, 95% of the cases, the footage is exculpatory for the officer, correct, not the citizen.
Correct.
It's just, I don't think most people realize the cost involved with the storage. Cameras don't cost a thing. It's the entire rooms that have to be built for storage
because you have to outsource it or what? Where's the cost?
My guess is they don't have a server big enough in the world over there to keep this stuff.
So you outsource it to somebody else to keep the video?
We would have to ask how they plan on doing this. But some company's going to make a bucket of money and has to. I mean, there's no other way around it. They have to have these cameras.
I agree with you.
And you remember there was a woman shot and killed on her way to a convenience store job. When was that, Scott? 3 months ago? Mm-hmm. And there are very conflicting stories as to how that went down, and there's no camera.
Well, you remember the story years ago, Dana, of the woman, and she was not a U.S. national, I don't think, who was being arrested and was saying that she was having a miscarriage. Remember that?
Yep.
And turns out she did have a miscarriage.
Yep. And the officer said, it's called a period. And she kept asking for help. I'm bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody filmed that, but that was not on police video cameras. Is that correct?
Correct.
And she ended up making a pretty sizable chunk of change, if I don't remember that story correctly.
I believe that is correct. But when you look back at, we have to have these. And transparency.
You get no argument out
for
of it.
For the public to feel like, okay, now we're going to have the cameras. But here's the deal, Scott. You also have to have a policy in place, a very specific policy, that this is when they are going to be used. This is how they're going to be used. This is how long we're going to store them. We're not going to lose the footage. Who gets to sunshine request the footage because that is now public record, Scott. You have to have an entire group in charge of just handling that. What if I'm a citizen and I want the video?
Well, Dana, I mean, turn it over to the Dana and Parks Council.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me. We can do this. If you are in your vehicle, you do not need to, unless you're having some sort of bizarre confrontation with a citizen while you're in your vehicle, then turn it on. But if you're in your vehicle just cruising the streets, no. Otherwise, we don't really need a snapshot of your steering wheel. We don't need to hear the conversation with you and your partner, okay? Which could be like, yeah, she's just, I think we're heading for divorce, you know? I mean, they have normal conversations.
Just like you and I do.
Right. So if you're just cruising in your cruiser, I say you don't have to turn it on. Now, somebody approaches the vehicle, you have to turn it on, which could be as simple as click.
Which should become, you know, with the police cars, when the lights go on, the cameras were supposed to go on. This is human. There is a human element to this where they have to turn it on.
You get out of that vehicle, you have to turn it on. No questions asked unless you're going into a Quick Trip to get a potty break.
But you're going into the Quick Trip to get a potty break and someone comes in and robs the Quick Trip.
Turn it back on.
Turn it back on.
File up those pants and turn it on. But if you're sitting on the pot, you do not have to have your camera on. If you're driving around, I don't need to see 3 hours of a steering wheel. But you get out of that car, and any honest cop would have no problem with this. 576-7798.
You sit there in your heartache, waiting on
so the Kansas City Police Department is well on their way to getting body cameras. They're coming. I think it's great. What honest, and I think 99.9% of police officers are honest and do it for the right reason. What reason would they have not to want them? If anything, you would think that police officers would be clamoring.
Yes. I will never forget the story years ago, probably 15 years ago, when they first started talking about getting cameras in squad cars. Mm-hmm. This family of a young man who pulled a very, very large, long, scary gun out at officers invited all the news media out. He does not have a gun. He did not have a gun. He does not own a gun. And I remember the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department saying he most certainly had a gun. He most certainly pointed it at the officers. No, 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 not possible. Family said absolutely not. And I will never forget the next day the police department phoned everybody and said, we have the video. Would you like to see it? And sure enough, in that video, the squad car was right behind this guy who had pulled him over. The young man opens his door, turns, and has this huge gun pointed at the officer.
A long gun.
Yeah. A long gun. Officer fires back. We went back to the family and said, here's the video. Can you explain this? Are you sure? No comment.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We got the old no comment.
Yeah, I prefer not to comment now at this point in time.
I would want it just to CYA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it mean bad things still can't happen? George Floyd, they had cameras.
Sure.
He still died. No, they knew they had cameras and that still happened. So bad things can and do still happen.
But an honest cop would want to have a body camera.
I think you would want it all day long. If anything, Scott, the example I provided where someone is saying, well, that's not how it happened. Okay, you sure about that?
Right.
No comment.
Oh, we prefer not to say a word. Well, would you prefer not to say a word because you're wrong?
Right?
576-7798. Would love to hear from those of you in law enforcement. The Kansas City City Council is making moves to make sure that police officers in Kansas City, Missouri, who at the moment, believe it or not, do not have body cameras, do have body cameras in the not too distant future. Good.
Couple things. Body camera data should be kept for 2 years if it involves use of force by a peace officer or an officer-involved shooting.
Fair.
If the recording is of an incident that leads to the detention or arrest of an individual, or the recording is relevant to a formal or informal complaint against a law enforcement officer. Now, where it gets tricky is who decides?
Well,
who decides at the end of the shift, yes, we're keeping that and logging that for 2 years, and yes, we don't. And this is where I say staff costs come in, Scott. They have to tap someone whose entire department and job it is going to be to figure all of that out.
Well,
log it correctly,
okay,
keep it correctly.
Officer Bigsby, did anything happen tonight? Nah, drove around, wrote one speeding ticket. Any sort of confrontations tonight? Anything that might show up? No, delete. What's the point? Officer, anything happened? Yeah, I got into a shootout. We're going to go ahead and keep that for 2 years, if you don't mind.
A recent report from the Washington Post notes that a number of police departments, many of them smaller agencies employing 50 officers or fewer, have either dropped existing body camera programs or scrapped the plan altogether.
Why?
Because the cost is extraordinary. Storing all of that data, the cost is extraordinary.
I'll be darned. 576-7798. We will start with Anonymous on line one. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
Well, I'm 30 years in law enforcement, so I can tell you why some police officers don't want body cams.
Okay.
You may do everything correct. You may not hurt an individual even though you receive a complaint. But in extenuating circumstances or high emotional circumstances, if you curse, that's against policy. You can get written up. So they're afraid not of the big things and not the way they treat the citizens, but if I'm having a difficult day and I come back and sit in my car and I'm talking to my partner, anything I say between my partner can be used and I can get disciplined for it.
Which is why, Anonymous, I don't know if you heard the previous segment. That's fine. I argued that if you are in your car, you're in your service vehicle, okay, and you are not being approached by a citizen, it's just you and your partner sitting in the car, you know, shooting the breeze, I say you should have the right to turn your cameras off because we're not stupid, all right? We understand that being a police officer is like being in the media, and please don't misunderstand. I'm not comparing the danger that you guys go through to the danger that we do not go through. Or being in the military, but there are things that Dana and I say to each other during a commercial break that God forbid it ever comes out to be public.
Exactly.
And I know that when you guys are in your car, you're like, you know, that son of a, that mother, blah, 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 blah. And those things should be private conversations.
Yep.
They happen at workplaces all over the country.
Or anonymous humor to get through.
Oh, yeah.
The horrible things that you see.
When somebody's just spit in your face and you have to say yes, sir, no, sir,
yeah,
you really want to express that to your partner and not take it out on the citizen.
Yeah.
And then the other component you did hit on it as far as the storage is just horrendous. If you get in a car chase and there are 15 cars, not only do you have in-car video, most of those cars have two officers.
Yep.
So now you're at 45 videos.
Yep.
And they may last 20 minutes.
So listen
to
this.
That storage is really difficult.
And, you know, this comes on a day that we're all talking about police cuts to the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. Larger police departments have also run into problems with this. In Arlington, Virginia, a body camera pilot program suggested that the agency would need to spend $300,000 a year just to maintain the camera program.
Hmm.
The camera program was quickly scrapped.
Let's go to another anonymous on line two. Hello, another anonymous.
Yeah, hello, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you, man.
Good. Well, I'm a retired police officer. I worked from 1975 to 1990. Back then, we did not have body cameras. We really didn't need them, at least in my eyes, because when we would come up to the judge for any kind of court cases, things like that, and I would spiel out, this is what happened, and then they would try to dispute it. The judge basically said, why would he lie? What does he have to gain by lying? And that was just the integrity at the time.
Yeah.
And I think it still is there. And it just, the public just, I'm sorry, just not the whole public, but there are people out just to get the police.
But wouldn't a body camera nowadays be beneficial in that regard?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. And I have no problem with body cameras at all nowadays.
But let me ask you this, Anonymous, from a citizen's standpoint, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a media citizen standpoint at that. If you come into my personal home because I've called 911 and I need you to come, let's say, God forbid, it's a mental health call or domestic violence, and I call 911. Let's say three officers come into my home. Those body cameras are turned on because they are having an interaction with me. Is that then an open public record? Think about it. That is taxpayer-funded officer, taxpayer-funded video, taxpayer-funded camera. You're in my home.
No, to me, that is private. That should not be in the public eye.
Until there's a court case because someone's shot?
Until or unless there is a court case, yes.
Yes, until a court case comes, and that's a document. That's a document.
Yeah, but if I called down and wanted an open records request for a document today at any of the police departments, they have to send it.
You can't get a document on somebody else's...
You would get the front sheet. You most certainly would.
You get the front sheet, which tells you nothing.
My point is, public is public. And I'm telling you, this is some
wait,
of the...
Wait, are you asking...
I am telling you, these are some of the issues the departments have to figure out.
Are you asking, as a private citizen...
Yep.
If you, Dana Wright, private citizen...
Yeah, we're going through a divorce, Scott, and I call 911, and you have been drinking, and you're yelling, and then I call the police department the next day, and I say... I want to open records request that video.
But that is your house. But the neighbor, for example, couldn't say, I want the police video when they showed up at my neighbor's house because she called 911. No way.
I tend to agree with you because of the Albers case and everything that's been written about that and the fact that no one has been able to see two of the three dash cam videos. And that involved the death of a teenager.
576-7798. Don't forget to go to cornholekc.com. We are running out of time. We need some more teams. We've got 30-plus teams already. We need some more. cornholekc.com. Travis Walker's going to be there. Michael Mackey's showing up. Sam, you're going to be there, I hope. 11 o'clock for the first toss. 10 o'clock for registration. It's this Saturday. cornholekc.com.
To Dana and Parks, we wrap up our conversation about the body cameras apparently coming to Kansas City Police in early December. Now, interesting note from that Vox.com article that was talking about the astronomical cost of storing the surveillance, essentially, any video that comes back at the end of the day. There are mixed reports on the efficacy of the body camera. A 2015 study showed that officers with cameras did receive fewer citizen complaints and were less likely to use force when compared to officers without cameras. But a 2017 study of more than 2,000 metropolitan police officers in Washington found that body cameras did not have a significant effect on officer behavior or use of force. We have a couple of retired law enforcement officers on the line. Let's go to Chris first in Kansas City. Hi, Chris.
Good afternoon.
Hi, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey there. I was a police officer for about 32 years and a commander, and during a good portion of that time managed our technology.
Uh-huh.
I would confirm for you that police officers do want the technology. In the 1990s, I would have cops say, hey, Sarge, I don't want that in my car because you're just trying to catch us doing something. in the 2000s as a captain, I had officers coming in my office. Hey, Sergeant Smith wants me to take this car, but he says the video's broken. This is bull, Captain. I can't go out there without video. So as they adjust over time, they know they want it because it's to their benefit. You're absolutely correct. It's a very expensive proposition. With regards to how do you determine what's saved or not, you want to save everything for 90 days,
yeah,
6 months, depending on policy, because those complaints and those problems are going to bubble up in that time.
Yep.
If somebody wants to wait a year and a half to make a complaint, well, too bad for them because they waited too long.
Right. And I would argue, Chris, if you wait a year and a half, it really wasn't pressing whatsoever.
I agree with you completely.
Unless you're in a coma, yeah, or something.
And the officers, the way it works is the officers code each individual video with a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and each of those codes means something. It means it was a use of force, or it means it was just a normal traffic stop, and that will determine how long those videos are kept. But one misconception that I've heard today is that the cameras are either on or off. And that's really not the case. The cameras are always on. And they're recording video all of the time, not audio, because if you record audio without people knowing about it, it runs afoul of eavesdropping,
right,
and wiretapping laws. But so sometimes you watch a police video and you see the first 30 seconds has no audio. That's because whenever you push that little button, it tells the system, we're going to save this now, and it goes back and it grabs the last 30 seconds,
yes,
of video. In case that's exactly what you need to see is the guy in front of you pulling the gun. So all of that happens in the blink of an eye, and the shootings happen, but if the officer then reaches up and hits that button, that's saved.
It backtracks and saves it.
Correct. And the systems in the cars can do that.
And then, Chris, real quick, what would the punishment be if an officer knowingly cut that camera?
You know, that's going to depend on the policy of the department.
Yeah.
Some allow them to turn off the cameras for specific reasons, to have a what's called a tactical conversation. In other words, maybe officers are on the scene of a barricaded subject and they want to address how it is that they're going to proceed.
Right.
And that's not public knowledge or information. But, you know, knowingly altering evidence or excluding evidence, getting rid of evidence, is certainly a crime punishable by termination in,
yeah,
many cases, and maybe criminally in some cases.
Chris, thank you so much for the information. We always appreciate when our law enforcement officers weigh in. Let's wrap it up with James in Liberty. Hi, James. Go ahead.
Hey, Dana. Thank you. Well, I actually worked in IT for a couple of years at one of our local KC departments.
Yeah.
I'm a network engineer, so I was, I'm the nerd in the data center that kind of compiles and crunches the data that comes in.
Hey, we need you nerds in the data center. I appreciate it.
That's no problem. So I can definitely attest to the cost to the departments. I know for a fact that the department I work for spent significantly more money on the infrastructure that it's required to run the networks that go through those police,
yeah,
cars and all the footage that we get. They spend more money doing that and they actually pay the salary for the officers.
Yeah, and you also have to make sure it's secure, James.
Yeah, absolutely. When we get the data, we have to encrypt it, and then we have to push it out depending on, like what the commander said, depending on the codes that the officers assign that footage.
Hey, James, thank you for what you do and your work. I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone who weighed in today on Dana and Parks. We'll be back here tomorrow. You enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. Have a good night. Be good.
So long before my eyes, and they're moving across the page. Suddenly the day turns into night, far away from the city.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.